Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today may be showing some signs of stabilizing after 3 days of sharp declines, but they're still expected to begin the day steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to a dollar lower, with top prices from 36 to 39.50. Peoria called steady to week today with a top price of $36. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for January 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 15,747. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 48.75 to 57.50. The weighted average, 51.44. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 38.50 to 46.55, and the weighted average was 43.92. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,919. The base price range was $48.25 to $59. The weighted average was $54.37. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 37.32 to 46.05, and the weighted average was 42.82.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. And we're going to start out again looking to our south across South America. Brazil, rain fell nearly over 75% of the nation on Wednesday. Amounts ranged fairly heavily, 1 to 2 inches from north Rio Grande do Sul to southwestern Paraná, and rainfall of up to 0.8 inches occurred across parts elsewhere, with the center west and far northeast the driest. Rain will impact all of Brazil at one time or another over the next week to 10 days, and amounts will be sufficient to maintain adequate to excessive soil moisture. Net drying may occur in far southern Brazil again during the second week of the 2 week outlook, but sufficient rain will fall in the first week of the forecast to carry on normal crop development. When conditions turn drier again, Bahia may be a little dry with the first week, but it should get rain in the second week. As far as Argentina goes, mostly dry weather occurred across key summer crop areas. Wednesday, temperatures were mild to warm with highs in the upper 70s and 80s in most of the nation. Some lower 90s occurred in the southwest and far north. Rain is predicted to be less frequent and less significant in the coming week than advertised Wednesday. Random showers will occur this weekend and early next week, but evaporation will likely outpace the rainfall, resulting in a net drying for much of the nation. The second week of the 2 week forecast will trend wetter again, preventing any area from getting too dry. Subsoil moisture will remain adequate to abundant, supporting crops during the drier periods. Temperatures will have a warmer than usual bias through the weekend and then cool back to seasonably mild to slightly cool range during mid to late next week. Highs in the upper 70s and 80s will occur in far southern areas of the next few days, while the middle 80s and 90s occur elsewhere. Most areas will turn warmer again during the late weekend and early part of next week, with highs back into the 80s and 90s and with extremes over 100 degrees. As far as the U.S. Midwest goes, no precipitation fell Wednesday, but some rain was developing in southernmost parts of the region this morning, and that will be spreading across much of the Midwest, especially across Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and areas southward, Tennessee, Kentucky, and into Arkansas as well. Going to get a good soaking. Some snow will work way across the Rockies and onto the plains. Very light snow, nothing significant expected there. As far as India, traveling around the world again, we're looking at rain is needed throughout the wheat and rapeseed country, but very little in the form of rain is expected for a while. The situation may become more critical in the second half of January and February when reproduction is underway. Some loss in yield is possible without timely rainfall during that period. And as far as Australia, once again, they are in the grips of a very strong drought across Australia. And tropical cyclone Isobel produced widespread rain in Western Australia Wednesday. Rainfall ranged from 1 to 3.5 inches. That was common over central and eastern parts of the state, but much of that was east of key grain areas. Rainfall in major grain areas ranged from 1 to 2 inches in the north and was under 0.3 inch in the south. However, it is very important to note that all this moisture will be lost to evaporation long before the autumn planting season arrives. And I believe that would be March and April. Rain was reported in southeastern Queensland and northeastern New South Wales Wednesday. Rainfall ranged from a few hundredths of an inch to 0.7 inch. The precipitation fell in the region that failed to receive rain during the long holiday weekend. And South Africa, net driving is expected over the next full week. Western crop areas will likely be stressed since top and subsoil moisture remains restricted. Eastern crop areas will continue to develop favorably because of better soil moisture situation. Rain may not increase very much during the second week, but there is a potential for at least short-term increases in precipitation. And otherwise, things look pretty quiet across the United States. Once again, a little bit of rain here in the Midwest. Warm and mild temperatures remain across much of the United States. That's a look at the agricultural weather. I'm Jay Searles.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 488.5, up 1.75, last trade up a quarter. May 497.75, unchanged, last trade down 2.25. July 490 down a quarter, last trade down 1.75. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 478, up 1.5, last trade down 1. May 487.75, up 1, last trade down 1.75. July 482, up 2.5, last trade up 1.5. December 495, up 2, last trade up 2.75. March corn opened at 371, up 0.5, last trade down 4.5. May 379.5, down 0.5, last trade down 5. July 385, down a quarter, last trade down 4. December 361.75, down a quarter, last trade down 3. January beans opened at 667, down 2.25, last trade down 6. July 707.5, unchanged, last trade down 5.5. November 725, down 1.25, last trade down 3.25. January soybean meal opened at 187.80, unchanged, last trade down 190. January soybean oil opened at 28.45, down 20, last trade down 20. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
I suppose in the short term, corn has now managed to carve out a downtrend, but the longer term trends still in place. Does corn stabilize at 362, the March contract, or better?
I don't think so. I think we're going to slip down under this 360 area. This morning, Dave, I'd really expect this corn to be down 4 or 5 cents and follow the overnight trade that had a lot of pressure on the front months. This continued bear spreading, maybe a little buying in the back months there, is a huge feature. The funds are exiting these longs. We had two large sales announced, one to Mexico, 410,000 metric tons, 120,000 metric tons of corn to Egypt. That's really not going to make much difference. The trade's bearish, and I think we'll take March at least to 365.5 support, which was the low we made the middle of December, and probably slip right under that sometime this week.
Well, if corn goes down, wheat must go down too, I would suppose.
I would think so, although we may find a little stability. We did overnight a little stability because people are a little concerned if it should turn cold here and the snow doesn't melt rather easily, that some of this corn, some of this wheat could get smothered. Again, the rain that happened overnight and yesterday in Australia, mostly to the east of the main grain area, so we've seen some dryness there to get a wheat crop planted this spring. I think the wheat market may be down a penny or two, but not the pressure we'll see on the corn.
Soybeans held up fairly well yesterday, even though crude oil prices went down more than $2 a barrel.
Yeah, I thought the beans looked fairly decent yesterday. Those big gaps down, though, concern me technically. The question on acreage, how many acres of beans are going to be lost to corn, is still a huge question. A good start to the South American soybean crop. I think we'll see a lot of pressure on the beans today, maybe 6 or 8 lower at the opening.
And calls over at the Merck, please.
We'll probably be lightly mixed. I think the key is going to be whether cash is stabilizing on these hogs. I believe it is. We had a hard break yesterday in the hogs. We went to the lowest level since the middle part of October. I think we're going to try to put the brakes on here.
Happy New Year to you, Ellen.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.